You delay the glamour to build the clamor. It's not about arguing which nation's jollof rice is better. Let's get into the pitch and see the best of Africa play their bests. The Africa Cup of Nations is here. The excitement is real. Africa's biggest showpiece enters its 34th edition with 24 teams and over 620 players aiming to slap their name on the game in six stadia of five host cities in Côte d'Ivoire. Comfort 95.1 FM, your number one sports station, live in Côte d'Ivoire for the AFCON Rush. Join us as we bring you all the kicks, the throws, the shots, the passes, the fouls, the moments, dressing room drama, the actions and reactions, interviews, reviews, previews, and views you can use. AFCON Rush packages include a 15-minute daily package from 7 to 7.15 a.m. every morning,
with a repeat at 12.15 to 12.30 on weekdays and 1.15 to 1.30 Saturdays and Sundays.
Live reports from Côte d'Ivoire during the day, exclusive interviews from players, coaches and fans, and coverage of all Super Eagles games and other select games of the Africa Cup of Nations. All these on all 30 days of the AFCON from January 13 to February 11, 2024. Coverage will also be on all social media platforms of Comfort 95.1 FM. For sponsorship and advert placements, please send a WhatsApp message to 0816-310-6478. This AFCON, all you need to do is tune in to Comfort FM and it's left for us to affirm. The action will be hot from north to south, and when the best is identified, we will definitely shout. What a rush!
Smashing goal! An immaculate hit!
La Côte d'Ivoire, inspirante terre d'hospitalité, reçoit l'Afrique. Jour de fête.
C'est quoi?
Et vous savez?
Another AFCON day, another cup set. Bonjour and welcome to AFCON Rush, here to tell you as it was and how it will be as well. This is the Mighty George. And of course, I'm live in Côte d'Ivoire, venue of the 34th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations. So finally, the eight quarterfinalists have been known. And guess what? Nigeria is the highest ranked team going into the quarterfinals. We'll come to that, but let's tell you how it happened yesterday. Another Eagle soared into the quarterfinals after defeating the Stallions. Of course, yes, Mali got the better of Burkina Faso in an exciting last 16 round. Early in the second half, Mali netted through an Edmond Tapsoba own goal, and then Lasine Sinayoko strike doubled the lead. But a Bertrand Traore penalty will become the 103rd goal at this AFCON and set a new record of most goals ever scored at the Africa Cup of Nations. Nevertheless, Burkina Faso were eliminated. What a rush indeed.
Looking to make the break in. Chance here. Blocked away. Rebound. It's in.
Unfortunate there for the Stallion defender, putting that ball back into his own net.
Tapsoba. Number when the team needs him the most, and a stalling performance is putting up here.
Definitely.
Shot. Served well. This is where he has to earn his nonsense as a chance comes up here, popping up, and a chance! As they did, they took 3 minutes in the first half, they took one in the second half, and who else would it be other than Lasine Sinayoko? It's a penalty. Will he switch his plan up? Traore!
Spot on!
Left, it brings them back. But immortalized by this brilliant architecture, a chance comes up here, bouncing their way through. And a chance there once again, nearly by Konate. Gets the ball! Unfortunately, it won't count. Full time at the Amadou Gon Coulibaly Stadium here in Korogo. It is Mali 2. Burkina Faso 1.
The second game also waited till the second half, and it was the game between the Atlas Lions and the Bafana Bafana of South Africa. Evidence Mapoga scored, and it was under review, but nothing to worry for Mapoga, as a VAR brought the evidence that the ball went inside. Morocco earned themselves a penalty later on, about 5 minutes to the end of regulation time, as the ball clearly caught the arm of Mvala. Of course, it was all frustration on the South African faces, especially because it was an unintended foul. But hey, VAR came to the rescue again. A penalty awarded to Morocco, and step forward, Achraf Hakimi. Did he score? No, he didn't. Hakimi hit the crossbar, but things got from bad to worse. Morocco's Amrabat gave Taboho Mokena a nudge as the attacker was racing towards the 18 of Morocco. And you know what? The rest is inevitable. Amrabat is finally issued a red card, and the free kick was sublime from Mokena. An absolute peach of a free kick that whips into the top corner to give South Africa the insurance goal. Full-time, 2-0. The Bafana Bafana knockout, the highest-ranked team in Africa, and World Cup semi-finalist Morocco.
From Sitoli, Mokopa looks offside. It's in the back of the net. Flag stays down. The goal is given. Mokopa with the opener for South Africa. I'm sure they're going to check that. But Morocco stunned by the goal, as evidence Mokopa opens the scoring here. Out of nowhere for Bafana Bafana.
South Africa certainly believe Mokwena just called there to give an extra cover on Hakimi.
Shot, Williams saves. The follow-up cleared by Mvala. Yeah, header in there, and Williams comes out to collect, but there was a clearing foot, a claim for a handball from the Moroccans as well. Penalty now for Morocco. Hakimi, oh, he's at the crossbar! What an opportunity! Is that their Nations Cup over?
Yep, a pressure penalty. The most trusted player on the park, Hakimi, steps up.
It is going to be a free kick. It's a very good kick, it's another goal! South Africa make it 2-0, and they are heading into the quarterfinals. Taboho Mokwena.
And so it is that all of the 8 quarterfinalists from the AFCON 2021 will not feature in this last 8 of AFCON 2023. For context, 2021 quarterfinal teams were Burkina Faso, Tunisia, Senegal, Equatorial Guinea, The Gambia, Cameroon, Egypt, and Morocco. But this time around, they are Nigeria, Angola, Cape Verde, South Africa, Mali, Cote d'Ivoire, DR Congo, and Guinea. Also, the 2021 champions, Senegal, are out. 2019 champions, Algeria, out. 2017 champions, Cameroon, out as well. And we could also add that the top 5 teams in Africa, according to the latest FIFA rankings, are out of the tournament. Morocco, Senegal, Tunisia, Algeria, and Egypt. And so, that makes Nigeria, who are number 6 in Africa, the highest ranked team going into the quarterfinals. Would it be Nigeria's year? We have to wait and find out as we prepare for the blockbuster quarterfinal fixtures. Starting Friday, February 2nd, Nigeria taking on Angola at the Hofe Bonny Stadium in Abidjan, while DR Congo on the same day face Guinea at the Alassane Ouattara Stadium. On Saturday, February 3, in Yamoussoukro, it'll be Cape Verde versus South Africa, with the winner of that tie taking on the winner between Nigeria and Angola. And then, in Bouaké, the whole of Cote d'Ivoire will be eyeing the fixture between Mali and Ivory Coast, with the winner of that fixture to take on the winner between DR Congo and Guinea. And so, there is every possibility that Nigeria could meet Cote d'Ivoire in the final again. The permutations are high, but it's fingers crossed as always as we enter another 2 days of rest at the AFCON 2023.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
Well, all the Super Eagles are not resting. They were back out in training once again. And this time it was great to see Stanley Nwabali, the number one goalkeeper, back in active training. They didn't do a lot of running though, but he was seen doing the drills with a goalkeeper trainer. And that was exciting to see. Of course, the clips were made possible by NFF TV as the training session was closed to two journalists. All players we hear also took part of the training, including Victor Osimhen, who definitely is a star man for the team, alongside Brace hero Ademola Lookman, and not forgetting another person who sat out of training 2 days ago, William Truss Ekong, back in training. Looks like all is shaping up for the Super Eagles. But let's quickly hear from Kenneth Omero as he talks about the mood in camp and what's on the mind of all the players.
I know the coach has brought a tactics and has helped us to, you know, understand the tactics as well, and is working out for us. We're going out to do our best and to win the game.
Yeah, definitely. The closer it gets, the more tougher, you know, and we have to keep to our game plan, stay focused, and importantly, not concede any goal, you know, and then if we can score one or two, then we can win the game. They should chill and focus on Angola's game, and after that, we can think of the semi-finals as well. It's fantastic. You know, his strength, his work rate is... I don't think I've seen any other striker this with such energy, and I'm happy he's part of the Nigerian team.
Interesting. Well, he gives it to the coach. Must be the coach. It's great. These days, no one is hanging Jose Pesero. Speaking of coach, let's quickly share you this interesting content also made possible by the NFF TV as the Super Eagles coach shares his interesting daily routine when it's a match day. Listen and be entertained.
Before, as I was younger, I think I feel more the games. More nervous, more tension. Didn't to sleep well. In this moment, no, I sleep well. I wake up well. After that, I wash my face. I arrange my hair. I put the hair. Coming down, I check my players before the breakfast. I eat something. After that, I start work for preparing the meetings. I prepare one day before, but in that moment, I arrange or finalize the tactic meeting. The 11 meeting, because I only I say for my players the meeting, the squad in the, before the lunch. I prepare, check if some player feel well or not. If some player don't feel comfortable, for I can change in the match or not. But after that meeting, lunch, after lunch, I sleep.
Go. All right, coach saying go wake up, wash face, wash hair, calm down. Coach, you know the bath. If you get it, hold it right there. All right, we'll be monitoring proceedings as the Super Eagles continue the match to do it again. What a rush. What an AFCON, no doubt. 24 entered, 8 left. And one member of the team that has left still tops the goal scorers chart. Emile Unsue, with 5 goals, is still ahead of the rest of the pack. Following him closely are Angola's Gelson Dala with 4 goals. Egypt's Mustafa Mohamed with 4 goals. It's no more in the race, obviously. And also, Angola have Mabululu, who has 3 goals. Mali's Lassine Sinayoko has 3 goals. Baghdad Bounedjah of Algeria no longer in the race. So it's between Emile Unsue, Gelson Dala, Mabululu, both of Angola, and then Lassine Sinayoko. Okay, our very own Ademola Lookman is down there with 2 goals. Let's see if the goals will come and catapult any of the Super Eagles players into the top scorers chart. 105 goals already surpassing any other AFCON, and we're still just in the quarterfinals. In other news, a Senegalese player, Crepin Diatta, has accused CAF of corruption after they lost to Cote d'Ivoire on penalties in the AFCON. Well, CAF has not responded to that. Let's see if they do. Well, he actually said, "You've killed us. You're corrupt. Keep your African cup." Well, I know how these emotions can be. In the meantime, we don't know if DR Congo will still proceed with their quests to head to the Court of Arbitration for Sports to protest CAF's decision to upturn the suspension on Morocco coach Walid Regragui. Now the Morocco are out, maybe DR Congo can soften up. After all, they are still in the race while Morocco is out. Hi, this life no balance at all. All right, what will be balance is that we'll keep giving you the balance reports from Cote d'Ivoire as African Rush takes a pause right now. But join me later in the day for periodic updates live right here on Comfort 95.1 FM. The Mighty George saying au revoir, merci beaucoup. Until you hear from me again, have a great day. What a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Yeah.